The Supreme Court dealt a huge blow overturning a 100-year-old precedent that basically corporations couldn't give directly to political campaigns. And everyone is up in arms because they don't like it. The Federal Election Commission can't do anything about it. They want the IRS to fix the problem. Ms. Lerner, what exactly wanted to fix the problem caused by Citizens United? What exactly does that mean? Would you please turn the mic on?
My counsel has advised me that I have not waived my constitutional rights under the Fifth Amendment, and on his advice, I will decline to answer any question on the subject matter of this hearing.
So you're not going to tell us who wanted to fix the problem caused by Citizens United?
On the advice of my counsel, I respectfully exercise my Fifth Amendment right and decline to answer that question.
Ms. Lerner, in February 2011, you emailed your colleagues in the IRS the following: Tea Party matter, very dangerous. This could be the vehicle to go to court on the issue of whether Citizens United overturning the ban on corporate spending applies to tax-exempt rules. Counsel and Judy Kindell need to be on this one, please. Cincy should probably not, all in caps, have these cases. What did you mean by Cincy should not have these cases?
On the advice of my counsel, I respectfully exercise my Fifth Amendment right and decline to answer the question.
Ms. Lerner, why would you say Tea Party cases were very dangerous?
On the advice of my counsel, I respectfully exercise my Fifth Amendment right and decline to answer that question.
Ms. Lerner, in September 2010, you emailed your subordinates about initiating a, parentheses, C4 project and wrote, "We need to be cautious so that it isn't a per se political project." Why were you worried about this being perceived as a political project?
On the advice of my counsel, I respectfully exercise my Fifth Amendment right and decline to answer that question.
Ms. Lerner, Mike Cito, manager of EO Technical in Washington, testified that you ordered Tea Party cases to undergo a multi-tier review. He testified, and I quote, "She sent me email saying that when these cases need to go through," I say again, "She sent me email saying that when these cases need to go through multi-tier review and they will eventually have to go to Ms. Kindell and the chief counsel's office." Why did you order Tea Party cases to undergo a multi-tier review?
On the advice of my counsel, I respectfully exercise my Fifth Amendment right and decline to answer that question.
Ms. Lerner,